content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I will be continue reading from our book, How to Save Money Book for Families That Want More, 222 Smart Money Saving Tips to Cut Cost, Stretch Income, and Build Financial Freedom Without Sacrificing Joy. And we will continue reading in Chapter 5 under Child Care and Education, and continue in that chapter under the section Use Government Subsidies and Tax Credits. Explore national, regional, or local programs that offer financial support for child care, education, or family expenses. Many families qualify without realizing it. Why this works? Governments often provide monthly payments, tax credits, or matching grants to help with the cost of raising children. Though sometimes modest, these benefits can add up to thousands per year when combined, offering real relief for your household budget. And how to do it? Well, visit your official tax or social services website to see what programs you may qualify for. Look for support related to child care, after-school programs, school supplies, or tuition. Save and submit receipts for child-related expenses when filing your taxes. Ask your accountant or a tax advisor about national or local family benefit programs. Open education savings accounts, such as 529 plans in the U.S., match savings in the U.K. or elsewhere, to receive government contributions. And Section 6, choose multi-kid or sibling discounts. Many schools, camps, and enrichment programs offer discounts for families enrolling more than one child. Always ask. Why this works? Sibling discounts often range from 10 to 25%. Some programs cap costs for families regardless of how many kids attend. These savings add up quickly across extracurriculars and summer camps. And how to do that? Ask directly about family or sibling pricing when enrolling. Look for camps or classes priced per family, not per child. If no discount is listed, try to negotiate. Join programs where all your kids can participate together. And track these savings for future budgeting. Number 7, buy or swap secondhand uniforms and gear. Save on school uniforms, dance shoes, or sports gear by buying gently used items or swapping them with other families. Why this works? Well, kids outgrow uniforms and gear quickly. Buying new every year is wasteful. Facebook groups, school swap events, or consignment stores offer 50 to 80% off retail items. And how to do that? Well, join local, quote, buy nothing or parent groups online. Attend or organize a back-to-school swap. Label and store outgrown items for future use. Wash and donate your kids' gently used clothes. And only buy new items, like shoes or socks, when needed. Number 8, set an activity budget per child. Give each child a set budget per season or term for extracurricular activities. It teaches decision-making and prevents overspending. Why this works? Families can spend thousands on ballet, hockey, or tutoring, often without realizing it. A set budget encourages prioritization and prevents you from saying yes to every program out of guilt. And how to do that? Well, set a clear seasonal or monthly budget per child. Review available programs together as a family. And let your child choose their top 1 to 2 options. Track spending with a simple spreadsheet or app. And encourage low-cost or free alternatives if needed. Number 9, use your employer's child care benefits. Check if your employer offers a child care spending account, subsidy, or dependent care program. These benefits are often underused. Some employers reimburse daycare or camp expenses through flexible spending accounts or tax-advantaged payroll deductions. Not claiming them leaves money on the table. And how to do it? Review your company's benefit package or intranet. Ask human resources about child care or dependent care assistance. Save all child care receipts and proof of payment. Submit claims through the designated portal before the year end. And plan your summer camp spending around reimbursement timing. Number 10, create a home learning zone. Set up a small, organized learning space at home. It boosts focus, reduces tutoring needs, and shows kids that their education matters. Well, why does this work? Well, kids thrive in routine. A quiet corner for reading or homework encourages self-directed study. It minimizes distractions and helps parents avoid paying for extra academic support when focus, not ability, is the issue. And how to do it? Use a small desk or kitchen table corner, stock with pencils, paper, and books, no clutter, limit noise and screens during study time, set a daily homework routine, same time, same place, and celebrate good study habits with small rewards. And now we'll move into chapter 6, health and wellness. Choose generic medications when possible. Ask your pharmacist for the generic version of prescriptions. They offer the same health benefits at a significantly lower cost. Why this works? Generic drugs are regulated to be as effective as name brands, but can cost up to 85% less. This can mean hundreds of dollars saved annually without sacrificing quality for reoccurring prescriptions or over-the-counter meds. And how to do it? Ask your doctor to prescribe the generic version by default. Confirm availability at the pharmacy. Some require a request. Compare prices at different pharmacies using apps like GoodRx or local flyers. Buy in bulk if you have ongoing prescriptions. And lastly, review your family's recurring medications each year. And maximize your health benefits plan. Fully use your employer or private health plan each year. Many families miss out on covered services like massage, psycho, or dental care. Well, why this works? Unused benefits are lost and not rolled over. If your plan covers $500 per year for psychotherapy, that's like leaving $500 on the table. Using these services can prevent more enormous medical bills later. And how to do that? Well, review your plan at the beginning of each year. Book checkups, cleanings, or preventive visits in advance. Ask your provider what's covered per person. And track what you've used mid-year to avoid rushing in December. You can also coordinate with your partner's plan if dual coverage exists. Walk or bike instead of driving. Replace short drives with walking or biking. It boosts your family's fitness and cuts transportation and health-related expenses. Exercise reduces the risk of chronic illness and can lower future medical costs. Swapping a car for legs saves gas and parking fees. Kids also learn healthy habits that stick into adulthood. And how to do that? Choose one regular errand to walk to each week. Walk the kids to school a few times and days a week. Keep shoes, helmets, and bikes ready near the door. Start a family walking challenge with small rewards. And bundle walking with quality family time. Number four, use community fitness programs. Join free or low-cost fitness classes at community centers or local parks instead of pricey gym memberships. Many cities offer yoga, Zumba, swimming, or kids' sports at a fraction of the cost of private gyms. These programs help you stay active as a family without overspending. And how to do that? Well, check your local municipal website or rec center. Look for programs labeled free or subsidized. Register early, because those spots do fill up quickly. Encourage kids to try new activities each season, and invite a neighbor or friend to keep you motivated. Meal prep for better nutrition and savings. Healthy eating starts at home. Planning and prepping meals cuts fast food costs and improves long-term wellness. Why this works? Families spend more on takeout when unprepared. Healthy home meals can reduce the risk of diet-related diseases. You'll also minimize grocery waste and stress at dinner time. And how to do it? Well, start by planning five simple meals each week. Prep ingredients on Sundays. You can chop, portion, or cook ahead. Pack healthy lunches to avoid cafeteria or takeout cost. Get kids involved in choosing or cooking meals. And freeze those leftovers for busy days. Number six, practice at home mindfulness and mental health. Reduce stress and boost emotional well-being with free or low-cost mindfulness routines for the whole family. Mental health struggles can lead to costly therapy, missed work, or school performance issues. Regular mindfulness, like journaling or breathing exercises, builds resilience and lowers your anxiety. And how to do it? You can download a free meditation app, Insight Timer, Smiling Mind, or just a couple of examples. Set aside 5 to 10 minutes daily for quiet time or deep breathing. Encourage gratitude journaling or, quote, mood check-ins. Do a guided family meditation once a week and normalize talking about emotions openly. Number seven, visit clinics instead of the ER for non-emergencies. For non-urgent issues, choose walk-in or after-hours clinics instead of the emergency room to avoid high wait times and high cost. Why this works? ERs are for life-threatening issues and are costly for the system. Clinics can handle minor illnesses faster and at no out-of-pocket cost with most insurance coverages. How to do it? Save the nearest walk-in clinic's hours and location for easy reference. Use your health line if available through your health plan, like telehealth, etc. Create a basic home first aid and cold kit. Know when to go to a clinic versus the ER for things like fever, minor cuts, flu, etc., and keep kids' health cards up to date. Number 8, take advantage of free vaccination clinics. Get your family's vaccines at public health clinics to avoid private fees or missing coverage under your health plan. Why this works? Vaccines for flu, COVID, HPV, and others are often free through schools or clinics. Staying up to date helps prevent costly illnesses and protects your community. And how to do it? Watch school newsletters and public health announcements. You can also book ahead during high demand seasons like fall and winter. Bring your child's vaccine records to every appointment. Ask your pharmacist what's offered for free, and track each family member's schedule in one shared place. Number 9, use employee assistance programs, also known as EAPs. If you or your partner have EAP access through work, use it for free counseling, legal advice, or wellness coaching. EAPs offer short-term therapy, stress management, or even nutrition consults at no cost. Many families skip therapy due to cost, but EAPs provide discreet and valuable support. And how to do it? Ask your Human Resources Department about what your EAP covers. Access services through phone and online or even in person. Book free sessions before exploring private options. Encourage your partner or team to use it too. Use EAP before dipping into your benefits plan's limits. And number 10, buy health supplies in bulk or on sale. Stock up on essentials like vitamins, pain relievers, and first aid items during sales or in warehouse size packs. Why this works? Price per unit prices on bulk purchases are significantly lower. Buying on sale prevents costly last-minute drugstore runs when you're unwell or unprepared. And how to do that? Make a health supply checklist for pain meds, bandages, allergy pills. Track what your family uses regularly. Shop at warehouse stores or during significant sales. Store items in a labeled bin for easy access. And rotate those older items forward to avoid expiration dates. Number 7. Chapter 7, Clothing and Personal Items. Section number 1, Shop End-of-Season Clearance Racks. Buy clothes at the end of each season for the following year. You'll find quality items for 50 to 70% less than peak prices. And why this works? Retailers clear inventory after each season. Kids grow fast, but sizing up ensures next year's fit. You'll avoid paying full price and beat the last-minute scramble in high-demand months. Buy winter clothes in March and summer clothes in August. Choose timeless basics that won't go out of style. Size up for kids to account for growth. Set a clothing budget per child for off-season deals, and store finds in a labeled bin until they're needed at a later time. Number 2, buy gently used from thrift or online. Shop secondhand for clothes, accessories, and personal items in good condition. Many look new and cost a fraction of retail. Why this works? Kids wear clothes for only a season or two. Thrift stores, online marketplaces, and consignment sales offer huge discounts, often 70 to 90% off. You'll stretch your budget and reduce waste. And how to do that? Try local thrift stores, Facebook Marketplace, or Poshmark. By size and condition, like new or NWT, wash items thoroughly and inspect for damage. Sell your kids' old clothes to fund the next batch, and make thrifting a family outing. It's fun. Number three, embrace hand-me-downs proudly. Use hand-me-downs from siblings, cousins, or friends. It saves money and reduces environmental impact. Most clothes don't get worn out. Kids just outgrow them. Sharing clothes between families creates a low-cost, high-trust supply chain. It's budget-friendly, and it's also sustainable. Ask friends or family with older kids about swaps. Join local parent groups or, quote, buy nothing networks. Wash and store outgrown clothes neatly for future use. Organize hand-me-down bins by the size and the season. And say thank you with a small gesture or return the items. Number four, simplify your personal grooming routine. Cut back on high-end grooming products or frequent salon visits. Focus on essential tools and routines that work for your lifestyle. Many families spend hundreds annually on name-brand items, haircuts, or skin products that aren't necessary. Streamlining routines saves time and serious money without sacrificing cleanliness or self-care. And how to do that? Choose multi-purpose products such as shampoo and body wash. Try at-home trims with YouTube tutorials. Now, that one could be interesting. Limit haircuts to every 8 to 12 weeks, not 4 to 6. Simplify skincare to just cleanser and moisturizer, and track your grooming spending for 1 to 2 months. Number five, host or attend a clothing swap event. Organize or join a clothing swap in your community. Everyone brings outgrown or unused items to exchange. Why this works? Swaps create a win-win. You declutter and get new clothes for free. Families save money and build community. It's especially great for kids, maternity wear, and seasonal gear. How to do that? Coordinate with school, daycare, or neighborhood groups. Sort clothes by size, gender for easier browsing. Invite participants to bring clean, gently used items. Set up tables and, quote, shop for what you need. Donate leftovers to a local shelter. Number six, build a capsule wardrobe for simplicity. Choose versatile mix-and-match items instead of trendy one-time outfits. Fewer clothes, more combinations, less stress. Why this works? A capsule wardrobe helps kids and parents dress easier and smarter. With fewer pieces, you spend less and waste less. You also cut laundry time and closet clutter. And how you can do that? Well, start by picking 8 to 12 staple pieces per child, tops, bottoms, and outerwear. Choose neutral or coordinating colors. Prioritize comfort and durability. Avoid occasional-only items. Opt for reusable basics. And rotate seasonally, replacing only what's needed. Number seven, buy quality shoes and washable items. Invest in good quality machine-washable shoes and clothes that last longer, even if the upfront price is slightly higher. Why this works? Cheap items wear out quickly. Replacing $15 shoes monthly is pricier than one $40 pair that lasts a season. Washable clothes save on dry cleaning, or special care. And how to do it? Look for reviews on kids' brands that last. Buy shoes with reinforced toes and easy clean soles. Choose machine washable over dry clean only clothes. Use mesh laundry bags for delicates to extend their lifespan. And wash in cold water to reduce fading and wear. And number 8, skip fast fashion for classic basics. Avoid chasing trends. Focus on timeless, high-quality pieces that can be used year-round or even passed down. Trendy items go out of style and out of use fast. Very fast. Basics like jeans, solid tees, or black leggings stay relevant. You'll spend less chasing sales and get more wear per dollar. And how to do it? Choose solid colors and minimal patterns. Stick to brands with a reputation for durability. Avoid limited edition or themed items unless needed. Create a shopping list before going to the store and shop with needs, not trends, in mind. And number 9, use those store rewards and cashback apps. Sign up for loyalty programs and cashback apps to earn rewards on clothing and hygiene items you buy. Why this works? Stores like Old Navy, Shoppers, Drug Mart, and Walmart offer rewards that convert to real savings. Cashback apps add more discounts, often stacking with sales or coupons. And how to do it? Download apps that are available, like various retail apps out there. Scan receipts or shop through the referral links available. Activate offers before you shop and combine with sales or promo codes. And lastly, redeem rewards for future purchases or gift cards. Well, we're out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is also available as podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thanks again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.